Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are, or you wouldn't be here. So let's get on with the show. Here's Brad.
Hello, all. It's welcome to 2026. Happy New Year to everyone. It's the Brad and Body Podcast. I'm going to start the new year with no Hungarian accent whatsoever. Hello, Botond. How are you?
I'm very well. I'll just speak in my usual accent, whatever it is. I think it sounds Australian, and say it's good to be back for another year. And yes, again, we're in the middle of so many games of basketball. It's a little bit hard to navigate it all.
Absolutely. Stay with me, please, our listeners. We have just finished round 14 and started round 15 in the NBL. If you remember, we did start round 14 in our last pod. And then for the WNBL, we have now finished round 11 and we've had a round 12. So we're going to talk about games. It's all happening so quickly. There's so many of them. But of course, let's start with the women, who has had some fantastic games over this couple of weeks or rounds or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to start with round 11, Body, because the major upset was the Flames beating the Caps. Not that they won, but they won by 30.
Well, that's what happens when you take out two Olympians in Jade Melbourne and Sarah Blitzarves.
I get it, but still, wow.
I know. It was horrific. And then next time out, Sydney plays Southside and gets blown
smashed
away.
I was there at that game. They were never in it. Other winners, of course, Southside in another game. So that was a double win for them for the weekend, which was very big to keep them in fourth spot now equal, is with Adelaide, beating Adelaide. Perth, man, they are rolling on. Smashed Geelong. And as the big one as well, Townsville, losing to Bendigo by 20. Now, I know Courtney Woods is out, but another one. I didn't expect that at home by that on New Year's Eve.
It's only 12, mate. 73-61. How's your match?
What did I say?
20.
Oh, man. So
you added another
it's
eight.
It's been points long, mate. It's been a long round.
Yeah. Well, look, that's the first time where I thought, okay, Kennedy Kiriyama is a great coach, and Kelsey Griffin is one of our great players over a long period of time. They've got an Isabel Borlase who's a star of the future and the present. Maybe, I've been saying that the absence of Mariana Tolo and Casey Samuels will catch up with them. Well, it hasn't. They're playing some great basketball. Megan McConnell is playing terrifically. They've just signed, I don't know if you've saw this, that they just signed Emma Clark.
Emma Clark,
to replace Casey Samuels. She's 6'2".
So that's just to go on that. She's played 78 games. I was looking at that. She's only 25, right? Yeah. She's played. She signed a two-year deal, but I believe the 2 years start next year because she's a replacement this year. So it's literally, two and a half seasons. I think that's a good signing.
It is, and I think I put them back in the picture now. Like previously, I had them, there's going to be Townsville versus Perth. Now I actually got a bit of a question mark over Townsville because losing Lauren Cox in the manner they did, we haven't had an update yet on her condition, but that was a knee situation, and they're never good things. And they played without Courtney Woods as well in that loss to Bendigo. So I'm sort of looking at the Townsville's next couple of games, I think they're a bit lucky that they've got teams at the lower end of the scale.
You mentioned about Izzy. She's leading the league in points. Nearly 22 points a game.
Yeah, she's a star of the future and the star of now. Yeah, the present. She's
45% from the field. She's balling.
Yes, she is. So I mean, I think right Bendigo off at your peril, right Townsville off at your peril. But the one that you can really rely upon right now, the big three, is Perth.
I will put my hand up and say I thought Bendigo would get third. I honestly thought that. And then I thought they'll lose in a semi whoever is Townsville and Perth, which I think will be Townsville. But now I'm with you, mate. Those three teams are gone. Perth will win the minor premiership. I have regular season game, sorry. Yeah. And but I'm like, those two are going to battle it out. The only thing is they're going to battle it out in the semis. So when do you, and I want to ask you this, when do you sort of say, all right, well, that's where we're going to play. Let's not show our hand too much, or no?
No, I think you've got to try and get your best result and finish as strongly as you can. A couple of weeks ago, I anointed Canberra as the team that would finish fourth because it was all coming together for them. And then Sarah Blitzarves got injured, and then Jade Melbourne's got injured, and now Southside has seized its opportunity. And I think it's it's going to take a bit to dip south side out. I think they're the ones that are going to come into fourth. And I can't see them beating Perth. If Perth is to finish top, I can't see south side beating Perth. I can see south side maybe beating Bendigo, but that's only because I still have that little bit of a query over Bendigo. Because, you know, Mariana Tolo is a huge...
And I think that's the thing that we have to remember. This is nothing to do against the players in Bendigo because we know they're damn good. No. It's just how big of an influence a Tolo is in that team. But I'll tell you, the young Rees kid, she's playing really well.
Yep. Paul's daughter.
Yep.
Wearing 53. I love it.
And you can see she's obviously learnt a lot. She will blossom over these minutes. Like, it will only be so good for her in the years to come.
She's one of those rare kids, and you would have seen these players before, that you actually see them getting better before your eyes.
Yes,
from game to game, you actually see the level of improvement and understanding, knowledge of the game, all of that. You see it happening. Yeah, she's going to be something.
Well, she had 16 points in that game. The only thing I would say is she only had one rebound, and I thought to myself, I just feel she's not putting herself in the position, but I certainly don't want to be hard. She is a kid. Right,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see her improving. Like, the next thing you'll see improve is
the rebound.
Mm. And then the next thing you'll see is her ability to defend senior players who are smarter and got more experience and will trick her into fouls. You know, you'll just see the progress as
this
it happens.
Is why I got to be honest. This is what I love about women's basketball, because I feel sometimes the men is all just like up and gun, 3-point shooting and everything. I love watching the women's basketball, how they play. Now, I got there early to watch Southside versus the Flames the other day, and I love they run plays.
Yes.
Like Rochi, they get a plays. They're like, right, let's come out of this timeout. We're doing this. We're going sideways. We're pushing one to the left, down screen, hit it. There's your three, right? Yeah. Where this is like, get it on ball, play off it, see what happens, you know, in the NBA. And I love when you've got veteran players still have such a huge impact in the WNBL because they know how to screen, they know how to roll, they know how to seal, right? I'm watching the NBL at the moment, and I would say, and I'd love to do a stat on this body, it'd be too hard, I'd have to sit down and do it. How many physical screens that someone sets do they actually screen?
Mm.
How many do they make contact with? Because what do you call it? Slip early? I don't know.
Fresh air screens where you
whatever it is.
You're going to and then you don't.
Yeah, and I understand it's probably to try and get the defender off and stuff like that, but I love it in a women's game. They set a screen. Mm. They set it wide. The point guard doesn't go early, so there's no moving screens, right? Yep. Then they roll. Now they work out the mismatch. That's where my biggest thing with Bendigo was, you're going to be too hard to lose that, but not with Reese.
Yeah. Mm. I would say this, though. In the NBL, if you set a good screen and someone bounces off that screen, you get a foul.
Yeah, I know. That's
the,
one
the refereeing on screens is a poor.
And maybe that's why coaches are saying it.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you in that position because, you know, I blame the point guard a lot, but yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it's the player himself. He's thinking, oh, geez, you know, if I lean a bit further, I'm going to get a foul here, so I probably
won't.
Well,
let's talk about last night's game. Did you see that one with Bulkwal? That should have got a tech.
Well, which one was that?
He said a screen was set on him. I think it might have been Rakovic. And he set a screen. And, mate, you would have thought he got shot from the grassy knoll. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Hey, I used that last week. You can't use that.
Oh, I can't do that one. Okay,
that's
sorry.
That's got to have a six-month moratorium before we can use that.
Okay, right. You would have thought he got shot from Body's seat in the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. But, oh, man. Oh,
geez,
it was,
which is my lounge.
You know, like, I'm just – give that a tick straight away. Nah.
Yeah, that was.
And I'm not just picking at him because so many others do it. So many others. It's laughable.
I tell you what, people think that Chris Gordon is the biggest flopper in the league. I'm sorry. The biggest flopper in the NBL today is Kendrick Davis.
Wow, interesting.
Touch him, his head's going back. He's
flopping this way, that way. SGA in the NBA, isn't it?
Yes,
same
it
thing.
Is. I'm not being critical of
Okay, sorry. Let's stay on the WNBL for the moment.
Yeah,
Let me just get your tips here first because I'd like to be able to do that. Southside versus Geelong, Southside.
Southside at this point.
Caps versus Perth. I won't even ask you Perth to win that one. Adelaide at home, Townsville. Give Adelaide a chance.
Yes, I do.
I really do
give them a chance in that because of Townsville being down on bodies. But Townsville's system and organisation and coaching all come into play. So I still go for Townsville.
Yeah, I agree with you. Sydney will not be any, they can't match Bendigo. Sydney are struggling. I'll be at that game because I'm calling Sydney versus Southeast after that. So I'm looking forward to Townsville at home to Geelong. Townsville win that.
Just a quick word on that one. They play Tuesday in Townsville, then they play again on Friday in Geelong. Mm. And I think Elisa Pearley will be back for that. I would, if Lauren Cox is out, I would give Geelong a good chance in the rematch in Geelong as for an upset. Mm.
Okay.
Anyway, yep. Give me your player of the round.
I can't go against Annalee Maley. I just thought the both games that she played, 22 and 13 versus Geelong, 18 and 15 versus Adelaide. She just, I mean, I understand that, you know, she's in a very good environment, but with the players she's got, I just thought that was two brilliant games. Just brings it every day.
Okay. Mine was Megan McConnell, the point guard for the Bendigo Spirit, led the way in that road win over Townsville. She had 17.6 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 turnover in 35 minutes of handling the ball almost exclusively. So brilliant. I thought that was a great performance.
Brilliant. All right, well, hang on.
And I've got a play. I've got a single play of the round that goes right back to Southside Adelaide, goes to Xavier Cook's route, except it was Steph Talbot for Adelaide. Shot one
half court shot.
Half court shot.
Yeah. Oh, you so got mine. That's what I had too. I can't go against that one. That was brilliant. Yeah, that was great. That is a perfect way to wrap the WNBL round. As I said, we are still in round 12. And Boddy, you get the last word on the WNBL.
I just like the way it's shaping. I think with the injuries to Canberra now, I think we have our four. I don't think we have the correct order. I think the final order will be Perth, Bendigo, Townsville, Southside. I think that's the way it's going to go now.
Okay. Have you got any, just before I finish on that, have you got any intel on Courtney Woods when she's back? Because that's what makes a difference to me for Townsville.
I saw the interview that she did during the game against Bendigo, and I'm having a senior moment, Bradley. I can't remember.
Yeah, no, I can't.
I don't think she's out very long.
I didn't think it was long either, but I do know the one, but you're having a senior moment. I'm having a junior senior moment, so don't worry about that. Let's go to the NBL. As we said, round 14 in the bank, started of round 15. I'm going to ask you straight away, has your top six changed?
No, it has not.
Okay.
The order has changed. For the first time, I've got Adelaide in the first place. I think they're playing really well. I think the fact that Mike Wells, now my criticism of Mike Wells has been right along the way that he's the weak link in this group because he subs too much. Well, he's pulled back the rotation. I think against Sydney, he only really played seven, and they did very well in beating Sydney because Sydney had fair control of that game, and Adelaide played the end game particularly well. So I'm actually a lot more confident about Adelaide now. I like the way South East Melbourne's travelling. I've got them in second. I've got Sydney third. Melbourne has dropped to fourth. There's something amiss there.
1-6 in the last seven games, yeah.
You know, there's something amiss there. And then you've got Perth and Tasmania. Now, before I ask you yours, I've got to say I can't work out Tasmania, Brad. Like, this is a team that has beaten Melbourne, that has clobbered Sydney a few times, that has now beaten South East Melbourne, I mean, twice. And we're looking at the top group. That's the main guys. They've beaten them. But then they lose to New Zealand. They lose to Illawarra. And these are New Zealand and Illawarra are the only two teams that can maybe dip them out of the six.
Well, I say maybe.
I'm not confident about them.
I'm heading down Illawarra tonight, right, for what is their biggest game of the season, is I'm going to be saying it, right? Right now, Illawarra are 7-13. New Zealand are 7th at 8-13. Tasmania are 6th at 10-13.
Yeah.
So you say it, 6, 7 and 8 are on 13 losses.
Yeah.
Illawarra win this game, they're 2 games out of 6.
Yeah.
They got Sam Frolling back.
We're 2 games in hand.
Yes, Sam Frolling back. They look better, but I still don't trust them because I don't think they got the right pieces. But what I am saying is that I don't trust all three of those teams at the moment, and it's just going to be, who is it? You're saying, I'm just going to read this. So you've got Adelaide, South East, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth. Are you putting Tasmania in six?
I'm staying with Tasmania because they beat the good teams. What I can't work out is how come they lose to the lesser team?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm with you on everyone except I've put New Zealand in the six. I just
you got
think,
New Zealand in?
Yeah, yeah. I'm still going that whole way. I'm concerned about longevity of Tasmania, like the one injury, and I think it will really hurt them more than all other teams vying
for
six.
Sure,
but I mean, you can say that about.
In saying that, Brad, if you look at Will Magnay's numbers lately, he's not setting the world on fire.
Nah, but
he's just
still
a big
there.
Presence.
He's still there. It's the presence.
Yeah, yeah.
Mate.
He needs to be there.
And Josh Bannon's too up and down for me for that reason. And I just, you know, even their three imports, well, Bryce Hamilton, I'll give a pass mark too, but the others, they're just a bit up and down, but they're so talented. That's where you're saying it.
The thing with David Johnson is at the start of the season, when we looked at them initially in the preseason, my first thought was they've got two really good imports there in Bryce and David Johnson, and that Bryce was only slightly better. But since his injury, Johnson hasn't been able to recapture who he was at the start.
Yep.
And if he can get back to that bloke, and then you still got Anthony Drimmick up your sleeve.
Yeah, what is happening with him?
He's got a back injury. And
no, I know.
You know what back injuries are like. You know,
no, I know, but like there is no return date from what I've heard.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... Yeah, but there is, it was a bit like Sam Froling. Lots of people were saying, oh, he won't make it back, and he's back. So you just don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm staying with Taz. Anyway, so you're six.
Well,
and
I'm
one
the same, except New Zealand, except as we said. I'll be saying it on air tonight. I think this is their biggest game of the year. They lose this, they just, it just too far to catch up right now for Illawarra. And they're playing Cairns, who is their kryptonite.
Cairns with its full stock there.
They beat Illawarra without Jack McVay last time.
Yeah.
Right. So you know they can win.
Yeah.
There's no issues there. So,
Should we jump to your player of the round?
Player of the round is Nathan Sobey. I've been hard on that guy over the years because I think, you know, poor shots sometimes. And I don't know. I've been thinking about this and I wanted to elaborate a little bit on it. I don't know what has been the biggest difference for him. Is it a Josh King that you got to give credit to, or is it the people around him? Now, when I say that, Josh King's got to take some credit, no question. But then you look at guys that Jordan Hunter, very mature basketballer, and I know he's close with Sobey. Angus Glover, he's got, you know, players around him now that I'm thinking to myself, you know, even this John Brown III, you know, you can tell they're veterans. Just wonder, you know, I don't want to say Sobey's maturing because it's so wrong. The guy's an Olympian that's made, you know, won a bronze medal, right? But I just feel the decisions that he's making, there is no doubt in my mind he is top three MVP. He's not winning it, but he is the third best player in this league, in my opinion.
Look, I'm with you. You've mentioned two very important factors, his coach and the players around him, but you have only touched on the third one, and that is he has matured as a basketball player. I mean, we're not talking about whether he's a mature adult or not. We're talking about as a player that is less concerned with his numbers and more concerned now with his legacy. Do you leave as a wonderful scorer that gets forgotten like every other one? No offense intended at all to Ben Maggin, but like, how often do we recall him as one of the greats? We don't, because his teams didn't win a championship. So ultimately, your career is sort of judged on how successful you were at the end of a season. And I think Nathan Sobey's in that position now as a young man in his early 30s, where winning the thing, maybe you sacrifice and the team wins. Mm. And he's playing a lot better team basketball than he ever has before. Mm. This is the other thing too with Dejan Vasiljevic. When we talk about Adelaide, he's accepted that role off the bench and he's doing a great job. He had monster shot to beat Sydney, or to clinch it against Sydney the other night. And so, you know, to sacrifice for success.
You must have known that, because that's my best moment. That three. To be able to see him do that with all the, I guess, the crap surrounded by him, probably not from him and probably not from the team, but you just, you know, there's talk, will he accept this? And just the best moment I've got is that, and the dancing afterwards from him and the bench. They are a happy, happy team. And then you saw every player go up to him and they're bumping, even that crazy assistant coach that I think is brilliant, you know, he's jumping around and stuff like that. You just love the fact that they are a happy bunch, and that three, they all couldn't have been happier for him. And I thought that was brilliant. I do want to give a shout out to Cameron. How good was he last night?
He's been as good as what we anticipated he would be. He is the player that he was last night. Wow. Okay. That is, you know, like we mentioned before with Izzy Borlase, and we're talking about the WNBL, that she's a star of the future and a star of now. Same applies to Flynn Cameron. He's a star of the future, but he's a star right now. Right
now, 25 points, 9 of 10, 6 of 7 from the three.
Oh, he was awesome. He's not going to do that every night, but he's
But you don't need him to, except for the fact Bryce had 16 from 19 shots. The Kings targeted him. They've done a good job on him, right?
Every game.
And they needed someone to step up. Isaac has 15, DJ has 13, and then Flynn Cameron has 25. It was his time. I really enjoyed that game last night. It was great.
And I'm going to continue with my player. Of the player of the round from that game was Zion Cheatham. The way he blocks shots, his shot blocking is sometimes comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And someone's going for a dunk. Like I've seen him reject guys that are coming in with two hands to really hammer that sucker down. He just knocks it away.
Well, and just to live with Sydney, that, 32 minutes, 8 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks.
Yeah, good point. It's the three blocks that stand out for me because they're so athletic and the timing is so perfect that it just every time he does that, that's what makes me jump out of my seat more than anything else.
There's two things that worry me. I want to talk about the Kings. There's two things that worry me. That Bull Cole injury, I hope that's not bad because I've got to give that kid credit. We have hit him like a tornado for 2 years, body, about his family.
Justifiably, mate.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely, justifiably. He was silly foul. He's not doing that anymore, although maybe he is doing it. It's just not being called.
Yeah, come on. He's bear-hugging people off the ball. People are raving about his great defense. Back in the day, if you tried to defend someone like that, you tried defending Mark Dalton by bear-hugging him. And you know where you're going to find yourself?
No, you know what it is?
In an aisle somewhere
row. It's like me trying to bear hug a Southeast Melbourne Phoenix player because I used to, you know, a bit of holding. And then John Dorge would come up and set a screen. And then I wouldn't remember it until Monday week afterwards. So let's just say that. The other thing that worried me is that Sydney Kings go one out ball when it gets tight. They did finish that game well. In the fourth period, it was poor.
And we've seen that before.
Yes. And Delly and Kendrick Davis shot 42 shots, 16 of 42. That is too many. You can't be doing that. Delly was 3 of 8 from the three. Kendrick was 1 of 9 from the three. And it was a lot of one out ball. They went away from what was really working for them, where Delly would be getting his 6, 7 assists, you know, shooty shots when he's open, but it seemed to be 1-on-1. And I didn't like what I saw down the stretch. And Jalen Galloway, I don't know what they're going to do, mate. 1 of 7 from the three. He is one of those players that's just got to play a lot of minutes or none. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't seem, he's not a spot up shooter.
But that's the thing, Brad. You see, with shooters like that, you can tell pretty quickly. They go on, they miss their first one, they make their second one, you go with them because the third one
He made his first three, then went 0 of 6.
Yeah, well, that's the point at which when he's starting to go bang, bang, you go, you sit him down. But I said at the start of the season, I think that the Kings can only go as far as Jalen takes them because he's the X factor for him, or Quatnoy, who again missed that game against Adelaide, but he's another one that can come on and be streaky and win games for you.
I've been saying it all year. Play Malawatch.
Yeah.
I like him. I like him. I just think he gives you good minutes. I love what he brings. I love Jalen Galloway. I just don't know how he fits in this team when he's getting in and out of the game so much.
The other thing, I've got to agree with you 100%, and I think I saw this pretty much at Melbourne United too, about Matthew Dellavedova. I think there are games where he thinks he has to take over now. Okay, we're down the crunch time. I have to take over, and he'll come down, he'll bring the ball down, he'll do his own thing, and no one else will touch it. And I think that's dangerous for Sydney. They've got to get him out of that habit because you get Kendrick will do that at times too. Now, you've got two guys doing that are handling the ball. You know, you've got Xavier Cooks with his hands on his hips, standing in the block, looking at this going, well, this is nothing. There's nothing here for me.
Xavier Cooks had 8 shots, 5 of 8, perfect, 13 rebounds. Not enough. I want to ask you about two more teams very quickly because we're going through them. The first one, where do you think Perth's at?
Look, again, it's a situation where you know, you started the start of the season and the starting point guard was Donte Russo-Nance. Okay, now he's not even getting court time anymore. So they had to get to a point, John really had to get to a point where he found what works. And he just found what works, and then his son Jaren got injured. So now Jaren's back, coming back off the bench. They're not back to the they're still a work in progress in my view, Brad. They're not back to what they were when they were just starting to hit their straps, and you just thought, oh, here come the Wildcats. I think you got to give them another couple of weeks, but the danger is in another couple of weeks they could drop another couple of games and be at the tail end of the six, which is where they are now, really.
Okay. And the next one, what do you do if you're the CEO of Brisbane?
I resign because a lot of what's gone wrong there is because of management. Absolutely. Wow. That is, look, for want of a better term, it's a shit show, and it has been since Andre Lemanis left. And it wasn't great when he was there either, but since he's gone, it's just been one disaster after another. Now it's Terrell Harrison goes down. We don't know where he's going to be at.
Yeah, so look, I completely agree. Buddy, I just want to get some of your games that are coming up here. Let's have a look. Illawarra at home against Cairns. I'm going Illawarra because I think, it's a must-win game. Tasmania-Melbourne, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Tassie, but not with a whole lot of love in this one.
I am too, but one of two things will happen. Milton Doyle will go Bunter and Melbourne will win, or Milton Doyle will try to go Bunter and fail and Tasmania will win. You're picking New Zealand to make the six. So here's the big one, New Zealand Perth.
Yeah, I think New Zealand win that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. At home. Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm going to stick with Perth, but I like your thinking. Brisbane Adelaide, well, like we said, I think the CEO should resign. I think they should look at their strength and conditioning people because of the injuries and what's happened there. I think that club needs a complete overhaul, and if I was ownership, I wouldn't be sitting back in the US. I'd be coming over and having a look firsthand at what's going on.
A shout-out to Darryl McDonald for saying what he felt in that press conference. I'm sure it didn't go down well with the management. I'm sure it didn't, but what I do say is, DMAC has just said what needed to be said in his opinion, and I loved it. I thought, good on you for saying what he felt. He wants to win. He is a winner in this league, and he feels he can coach this team. Now, right or wrong, I love what he said. Move on to that. Sydney at home versus Phoenix.
I hate this, Brad, because I couldn't agree with you more.
Now you sound like my wife again. So, Sydney, I didn't even ask you Adelaide to win that one. Sydney at home versus Phoenix, big one.
Well, that is such a big game. I really...
Hang on, before you give your answer, I want to set it up. Jordan Hunter...
Oh, yeah.
Angus Glover. They love coming back to Sydney. Like, they lost... I think they let Angus go. They lost Jordan Hunter. Mm. They didn't do enough to keep him, and I think it's really hurt them over the last 2 years with him not being around in that five spot, right, an Australian big.
Got to agree, but that said, that Goodrick kid has actually kicked on a bit since they signed him from
the NBL. He would have been perfect as the backup to Jordan.
Yes, he would. Yeah. You're 100%
correct. Okay, who you got? I'm going to go Kings because they lost to Adelaide. Who you got?
I'm going to Phoenix.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Now, I gave you
give me a Rattler.
My Rattler, no minutes restriction. Thank you, Justin Tatum and the Illawarra Hawks. I love that Sam Frolling has come back. And it's not we're playing him this. We're just playing him to get him enough minutes to keep his up. He played 23 minutes game one, 28 minutes game two. He has been phenomenal in the way he's played. I love that there is no minutes restriction. Throw it out the door. I didn't swear people. I made that to go. I can't stand it. If you're good enough, play. You see all these friggin' injuries going on. What does it make a difference? You're right or you're not. Get in there. Great job for Illawarra.
And I like the fact you said that because that takes me to my player of the round.
Okay.
Yours was Nathan Sobey. Mine was Sam Frolling. Because I thought what he did in that game, in that win over Tasmania, 16 points at 70%. 10 rebounds, 4 assists. This is a guy that we were sort of questioning whether he would be able to make it back this season or even at all. And look what he's doing. So that's my man.
Love it.
You want a nasty?
Yes, please.
Well, you know how you can't stand the guys twirling their finger when they get a call that they think is wrong. Well, what I think is if you twirl your finger and your coach does not issue a coach's challenge, you should get a delay of game warning. If that happens again, you get a tech.
Oh, I love that, buddy. Oh, yeah.
That's the end of that,
I
you know?
I love that. I love well,
it's
that.
It's a bit like my theory on flopping. You know, if you give a tech foul to the coach of the player that flops, you eliminate mm-hmm. flopping straight away. But, I mean, I have solutions that no one pays attention to.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Exactly.
Everyone. All right,
good on you. Is that it? We covered everything?
That's it. Happy New Year to everyone. It's fantastic to have you about. We've been looking, we're getting back, buddy. We're actually getting really good numbers at the moment. It's great. We're looking and it's, you know, the uploads and we get some feedback and it's fantastic. As you guys know, Body and I do it because we love it, right? That's all it is. And I love doing this with everyone, Body, but I love it. No, I'm joking. I love the man. He's great. And just remember, if ever you're in Adelaide, get the Burger Boss. Oh, those strawberry milkshakes, buddy. God bless him. Just so everyone knows, when I went to Adelaide, he took me there and it was fan-bloody-tastic. See you next time. You know, it's funny you say, like, minutes restriction. It feel and the finger whirling. It's like, you know, when we're getting and I'm talking too much and you're doing the twirling, like, shut up, Brad, shut up. Yeah. Maybe I could give you a delay of game warning.
Tell you what, I'd like to finger twirl a couple of the commentators.